Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, 304. McVonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I don't know. I guess... I don't think it's much of a – I don't know if it's an interesting decision or an interesting question, rather. Like, if you're taking a top five pick, a top 10 pick, outside of a quarterback, like, if you're taking an all-world talent that everyone said Abdul Carter was. Now, at the beginning of the year with Shane Bowen, did he do some things to take him out of his element a little bit? Sure. Did they drop him into coverage a little bit too much? Did they try and ask him to do different things? Maybe. But his talent doesn't jump off the page. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Like, same thing with, like, so he doesn't pan out, it's the coaching, right? You trade in back into the first round to get a cornerback who can't guard anybody. And can't turn his head around. Like, these are things they're not coached at the NFL level necessarily, or at least not the first time. This dude was a first round pick. And there are practice squad players playing over him on purpose. Not because he's injured or because, like, they're playing practice squad players over him on purpose. There's no level of coaching that should take a first round pick and make a practice squad player better than him. And it's not because they somehow did wonders with the practice squad player. Like, he's not very good either. I'm sorry. So, like, are we going to give Brian Daboll credit for Neighbors then? Is it coaching that Neighbors is so good? Is it coaching that Andrew Thomas became a stud left tackle? Is that so we give Dexter Lawrence, again, middling player for the first couple of years of his career. Good, solid, but not great. Became great under Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. Came great under Brian Daboll. Andrew Thomas was a bust year one. Bust. Better year two. All pro. Got a big contract after his first year with Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll the difference? Okay, then I'm in. Let's go. Let's give the coach credit and the coach blame. Because I'm willing to give Joe Shane credit for the picks. He gets credit for Neighbors. He gets credit for Neighbors. I was arguing with someone the other day. Well, Neighbors is just so good. I'm like, I don't know. He is. I mean, he is, but like the idea that you couldn't miss, you could miss. Marvin Harrison Jr., again, tough first year. Murray, quarterback situation, all that. Better this year up until his injury here and, you know, his kind of fluke appendix issue that's going on with him right now, but he's playing better this year. Like, right now, Neighbors looks better. All right, so far in his career now, he's been injured this entire year. Hopefully, he comes back. But through the first year and a half of their career, year and a couple weeks, Neighbors was the more explosive, talented-looking player. You get credit for great players. You get blamed for bad players. And for me, first-round grade players, you in the first round, if you're disappointed in them, like Abdul Carter, I'm willing to give a little bit on coaching. Clearly, he's not paying attention to the coach. Clearly, he didn't like how he was used at the start of the year. Snap count, dropping back into coverage, whatever else was going on with him, fair, right? I'll give you a little bit on Carter because Carter is someone right now who is at least winning at a successful rate. He's someone worth putting on the field. He's a good, solid player, worth putting on the field, just not the expectation level that we all saw come. Like, we all figured he would be a great player right out of the gate. He has not been. I'm willing to put some of that blame or a good part of that blame on the coaching staff. Evan Neal, that's a whiffed pick. Sorry, and I know it's everyone had him graded as a top, can't-miss left tackle. I get it. I'm not saying it's necessarily like Joe Shane did anything wrong in his evaluating process, but he whiffed. The reason Evan Neal sucks isn't coaching. The reason why Tay Banks isn't good isn't in unplayable, and you'd rather play nobodies. You'd rather play practice squad players than him. That's not coaching. Jalin Hyatt didn't run a route. Jalin Hyatt, with the game on the line, after finally getting an opportunity under a new head coach and kind of a clean slate, gave up on a play with a minute and a half left in a one-score game in the end zone. That is not coaching. Just isn't. You either have it or you don't. Banks doesn't have it. Neal never had it. Hyatt doesn't have it. I don't care who his coach is. I don't care. That's on the GM. Those fails are on the GM. And now I'm willing to give him Jackson Dart. We all know the coach is kind of behind it. We all know it was the coach's quarterback, but he makes the decisions. The coach can pound the table and say, this is my guy. You got to go do it. When the name is written on the card and handed in, that's Joe Shane. He gets credit for Jackson Dart. Absolutely. I think him and the coach both get credit for Jackson Dart, but he gets credit for Jackson Dart. But the idea that you can whiff on all these picks and just hide it under bad coaching, nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Those are terrible picks that have set the team back. He has done as bad a job. You can't. If you want to say equally bad, fine. I'm not going to argue with you. Shane and Dable on same footing, fine, but you cannot tell me that you believe Joe Shane has done a far better job than Brian Dable and deserves it and deserves to keep his job. I don't get it. And right now it just feels like the whole organization that he's kind of running. You're getting leaks about the quarterback. You know, you're getting leaks on the idea that they're trying to coach the quarterback out of being so aggressive on the field with his run attack. You get leaks on what happened disciplinary-wise with the third overall pick. Like, you're getting leaks inside the organization. You got guys showing up at WWE. And again, if you didn't see it last night, Cam Scadaboo, Abdul Carter were at WWE Monday Night Raw. And they got involved in the storyline, which is cool and it's awesome. And if they were winning right now, no one would care. It would be great. And I'm not sure what the narrative is going to be. And the only issue I have is Scadaboo. He can't stand on one of his legs. He's out there scootering around because of a devastating injury. And he's out there pushing people. Like, we were mad at Brunson for getting involved with a hand injury. This guy is pushing off and pushing professional wrestlers on a leg that he can't stand on. And
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Abdul Carter is dealing with all this stuff, the idea, and he's defending himself. I wasn't sleeping, never sleep, when they tell you lies, which, by the way, like, I wish he didn't do it on Twitter, and it's more of just, nonsense that you have to deal with, but I'm hoping this sparks him. I'm hoping getting annoyed and claiming people are lying and pushing back on the idea that he was sleeping or whatever else. Like, I hope this motivates him. I really do. Trying to find the exact tweet. Did he take it down? Yeah, I think he might have taken it down. But I hope it motivates him. Because I do think there's talent in there. But right now, he just needs to get his head right. He needs to understand. He needs to be professional. You got to show up at all this stuff. Like, he handled it in the post game as well as he could. He said, look, I did something detrimental to the team. I got, there's repercussions for that, and I understand them. But now the story's out. He's sleeping. Now the story is out. That's continually happened. There's reports that now this is something that Brian Daboll allowed to take place inside his meetings. Like, going to continue to bash the coach who was jettisoned and scapegoated, right? Leaks inside the building, wasn't Joe Shane's fault. Wasn't Joe Shane's fault. All the coaches that are still currently here were trying everything they could to get this quarterback to understand he can't run like this. It's not the quarterback's coach's fault. It's not Mike Kafka's fault. It's not the organization's fault. The kid doesn't get it. It's all very, unfortunately, Jetsian. 888-808-1019. We still have other things to do. I want to get to the Knicks. We'll get into a little free agency baseball as we got the final numbers on Naylor and what that means for Pete Alonso and the Mets. And for me, I think it's worse news for Pete Alonso than it is for the New York Mets. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Tim in Scotch Plains. What's up, Tim?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Two things. Number one, why can't we just keep Dart on the bench for the rest of the season?
Yeah,
at this point, we don't need wins. We don't need them anymore. Let the practice players play. Let the second string play. Just let Dart stay on the bench, learn what he can learn. We put him back in there, and we're going to risk some kind of serious injury, and I don't like it. That's number one. Number two, why don't you just let Carter rush the passer if that's what he wants to do? That's why they got him in the first place. He was a great edge rusher. He closed real well on the quarterback, and then they didn't use him in that capacity. With this season being a bust anyway, how bad can it
be? Why don't we just sit him and not risk injury?
No, let him rush the passer.
I'm just saying because the season's dead and it doesn't matter anymore. So why would we even want to?
We haven't seen him perform. Because we haven't seen him perform.
Oh, so you want to see? But I mean, he's going to be here, and maybe he could sit back and learn. Look, I as far as Abdul Carter, I do think that. Like to say they never used him in that capacity. It's not like he never rushed a passer. He wasn't playing cornerback. He was rushing the passer a lot, not every play, and they asked him to do some different things. Absolutely. Now, if you want to say, hey, let's make him comfortable the last handful of the weeks, and that's all he's in for, and turn him into a passing, you know, he plays third down, or he's continually just trying to get after the quarterback, that's fine. But the Jackson Dart thing, I'm sorry. I don't understand why anyone would want him to sit moving forward. This is the doctors clear him. He plays. He's got to go out there and play. He's got to learn how to play. Like once you go to him, I was all on board with letting him sit and learn because I wasn't sure what kind of quarterback he was. I wasn't sure if he was ready to take over an NFL game. I wasn't sure he was ready to work inside this offense. Those concerns are history. They're history. He is absolutely capable of running the offense. He's absolutely capable of being an NFL quarterback. And now it's about reps and it's about getting better. And it's about working, you know, inside the offense, learning more, getting more experience. Like, okay, maybe run him a little bit less, but he's played 6 or 7 games. Are we so you want him to just give up on the season? You want him to just, we'll see him next year? Like, he's got to continue to work and progress and get better and learn. I want him as good as possible next season. Playing more and more is going to make him better next year. He's got to be safe. He's got to learn how to be safe. This is now a time to coach it into him. You can't coach it into him not playing. He's got to be out there in the moment and learn in the moment to get down. To run out of bounds instead of taking on more contact. That's how he's got to learn. The second if I'm not putting him out there until I'm 100% positive he's healthy. And even like this year against the offensive line on Sunday played as well as it has played in a decade. Like that's how it felt. That might be hyperbole and you could probably find a game here or two. But I heard a caller calling in to Keith talking about how stupid Drew Brees was to say that the best part of the Giants is their offensive line. Were you watching the game? Because without question, the best part of the Giants Sunday was the offensive line. There's no doubt. That was the best unit on the field. Now, we know traditionally that has not been the case. The offensive line was the best unit on the field on Sunday. Drew Brees, you know, I don't remember him waxing poetic necessarily about the overall talent or what they've been or what they've done even all season. He was talking about what he was watching on the field that day. And if you were watching what he was watching, what I was watching, it's hard not to agree with him. They were pushing the pile. They were dominating a good defensive front in the Green Bay Packers. That was a great performance from the Giants' offensive line. Andrew Thomas is an all-pro left tackle. Illuminor has had, you know, he's gotten called for some penalties the last handful of weeks, and he did kind of, you know, lose himself for a couple of plays 2 weeks ago. But he has solidified that other tackle spot. The young center who's really struggled most of his career has, over the last 5 or 6 weeks, played the best football of his career. I think the offensive line is playing much, much better. I am not overly concerned about him getting just completely, you know, blitzed and blindsided. I'm really not. The offensive line has done a good job. They'll protect him. This is about when he runs, when he scrambles, even on the design runs. Yes, I know, all four or five of them. He's got to be more careful. He's got to be willing to get down and not look for the extra yard or two. He's got to be smarter, and that comes with playing. As long as he is healthy, I want him playing. As long as he is healthy, I want him playing. I don't know why we would want to bench him the rest of the year. I really don't. I want as many games under his belt. I want him to see as many different things defensively. I want him ready for next year. The only reason I wanted him to sit at all this year is because I didn't know if he was ready to play. He clearly is. In hindsight, I'm almost glad that they didn't play him just because Andrew Thomas wasn't there and I didn't trust the offensive line. If Andrew Thomas was ready from week one, they would have been better off. I remember talking to Mark Schlereth at the Fanatics Fest, and he was very much gung-ho about starting Jackson Dart from day one. And I was like, really? I'm like, I haven't heard a lot of people say that. I mean, I know you draft a quarterback. A lot of people might just think, hey, you got to, in today's NFL, you got to play him right away. But, you know, what he showed in college and the offense that they ran with Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, like, I think he could use a year. They went out and paid, you know, two different quarterbacks. I'd be surprised if that's what they should do. And he was right. He was right. Now, I'm in some ways, I'm glad they didn't because Evan Neal wasn't there, and I'm not sure about the offensive line at that moment. But he was ready to go. He was ready to go instantly. So forget all that. Who cares? Now, I'm not sitting him. I don't get it. No other quarterback. Like, we don't say this about any other quarterback. He gets one concussion, and now he can't play. And I'm not saying concussions aren't serious. They're very serious, and he needs to take it seriously on trying to protect himself. Of course. Of course. I mean, outside of maybe Tua, who clearly has had, you know, really a lot of concussions and concussions that come along with symptoms right there on the field that just are hard to watch. And outside of him, and he's still playing, outside of him, I don't know if there's been like this universal call to not play a guy again like this. Have we ever seen a young quarterback have one injury? Like, we saw Justin Fields get injured. Nobody said you can't play the kid. Now, are we talking about he's not the future of the Jets, so his safety is okay? The first question after the game on Sunday, the first question after the game, Thursday night, the first question, now again, he's had injury issues in his career, he had a concussion earlier in this year. The first question from the media after the game Thursday, the very first question was, why'd you stop running him? He had a bunch of design runs in the first half. It was working. Why did you stop running him? So Jackson Dart, why the hell are you playing him? Justin Fields, why the hell did you stop running him? And if we're going to tell me, well, it's because one's the future and one's not, what does that say about it? So the concern for health is based on what? The importance to the team? So go ahead. Who cares about Justin Fields? Run him until he can't stand. It's okay. He's not the future. Like, it's just, it's either you're protecting the player or you're not. Jackson Dart needs to protect himself. The Giants need to coach him up so he can protect himself. But he's an NFL player, and you can't hide him from this. Can't put him in bubble wrap the second the season's over. Wait, is this going to be a trend every year now? He's the quarterback of the New York Giants. They've got to coach him up better. He's got to learn. And hopefully the silver lining of this injury is that he does finally learn. And that he starts to recognize he can't do this, even if he doesn't necessarily concern himself with his health, but concern himself with missing games and hurting his team. Whatever the case, whatever it finally needs to get through to him, that he's got to change the way he runs the football and change the way he handles contact, that's what needs to happen. You can't just put him on a shelf. He's got to play. He's got to play. This is the NFL. He's got to play. And if your point is, well, I don't want to see him get hurt, there's no point, the season's dead, then start taking everyone off the field. Let's be honest. What is Dexter Lawrence doing out there? Dexter Lawrence is battling an injury from the beginning of the year, hasn't played really well all season long. You know how good he is or how good he's supposed to be. Let's just get him off his feet, get healthy, we'll see you next year. Why stop at Jackson Dart? Let's just take it. It's Andrew Thomas, same thing. He's got his ankle injury. You know, he's been hurt a bunch of times throughout his career. Let's get Andrew Thomas off the field. What's the point? Season's dead. And I'm a tanker, and I'm not even going that far. I want them to lose all these games that Jackson Dart doesn't play. And even I won't go that far. There's no reason Jackson Dart needs to play football games, learn how to play quarterback in this league. He has not had it. He does not have it all figured out seven starts in. He's got a lot of football left to play, a lot of learning left to do to be as good as he can be come week one of next year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
All right, 3:31, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We haven't had a chance to talk about the Knicks yet. We'll still take your calls, 888-808-1019. Mario, just hang in for a second. As the Knicks fall to the Miami Heat, 115-113, they are now 0-4 on the road and 8-1, obviously, at home for the 8-5 record. And this is a game where, I mean, this is where you miss Brunson at the end of the game. The offense kind of didn't have that same movement, that same shot-making. Again, they missed. They did not shoot well from three-point land. It's kind of a very much a make-or-miss team. 9 of 36, 25% from three. Landry Shamet, who was in the starting rotation for OG Anunoby, did not have a great game. 10 points, 1 of 7 from three-point land. McBride had a great fourth quarter and got them back into a game. I think the Miami Heat got it up to as many as a 9-point lead in the fourth before the Knicks battled back. And look, they battle. And defense, and you still saw the same stuff from Karl Anthony Towns. Karl Anthony Towns, just, he goes into these stretches. And Coach Brown has talked about arguing with the refs too much. And you saw a technical foul. They've only had one, they were talking about on the broadcast, only one technical foul all season up until the Josh Hart technical foul. But he's on the opposite side of the court 30 seconds after the foul he thought he should have got happened. There's just no reason for the constant back and forth. It feels like that very much from the Knicks. And Karl Anthony Towns gets into these modes where he's annoyed at the foul calling and he just starts doing dumb stuff. He had a pick and roll to the basket for an easy dunk and he gets called for a foul because his elbow is up 8 feet in the air right in the face of the defender. Like, he just, for his fourth foul, and he has to come out of the game. Like, I don't understand. He gets into these ruts sometimes where he takes himself out of his own game. Josh Hart can do that too. But man, it is so frustrating to watch Karl Anthony Towns just kind of become this petty, kind of annoyed player who allows that to get into his game. And, you know, these injuries are going to be tough. You need to win all these games. This is a winnable game on the road. You're yet to have a win on the road playing a Miami team that embarrassed you the last time you were in that building. You were able to get a win against them the other day at home. But a game that was absolutely winnable. They were struggling to shoot the ball as well. They shot 40% from three, which is obviously, you know, better than the 25%. But they, you know, Powell really wasn't shooting the ball all that well. He was 0 for 3 from three-point land, under 50% from the floor. And it was a winnable game. But what you're going to see from these injuries is, are you going to miss OG Anunoby defensively. And what you're going to miss at the end of the game is Jalen Brunson. But right now, without those two players, you're just hoping that you can find ways to win. And Karl Anthony Towns has got to step up and be the kind of player who doesn't allow the game to get away from him. And time again, we see him get into these ruts, into this stretch where he plays silly basketball and he picks up silly fouls and he has bad turnovers and they turn the ball over a lot in this game too. And these are wins right now because there's going to be nights where they're not, especially without both OG Anunoby and without Brunson, there's going to be nights where they're not capable of winning the game. Last night was a game they were capable of winning. And they played poorly down the stretch to start the fourth quarter. They found a way to get back into the game with Deuce McBride shooting the ball really well and having a good game, but just not enough. And bad turnovers, and then the last couple possessions, really. That's, you want to talk about where you miss Jalen Brunson? The ball in his hands, down two for a final shot. Instead, you get this bad, you know, runner from Deuce, as opposed to getting a better shot, or at least the ball in the hands of the most clutch player in the NBA. So that's what they're going to miss. throughout the game, they can still have that ball movement throughout the game. If they hit their threes, if they get the offensive rebounds, again, Mitch, his numbers are going to have to come up, Mitchell Robinson, with these injuries. He played 18 last night. That is pretty much what he's been playing, somewhere between 14 and 18 minutes. He got 11 rebounds last night. That's, you know, five offensive rebounds in 18 minutes. That's what you're looking for from him, but he's going to have to step up his game. I thought Bridges played really well in this game defensively too, had a couple of steals. He had four blocks, four assists, 50% from the three-point land, 23 points. Deuce leads all scorers with 25, but you see what you're missing when those two players on the court. The defense and the perimeter defense, and again, the paint points, where they were able to get to the basket from the perimeter almost at will at points in the second half. So you miss the perimeter defense of OG Anunoby and his offense to his shot-making ability, but you're going to really miss his perimeter defense. That's why Mitch is going to have to be in there more to defend the rim without OG. But you're missing his perimeter defense, and you're missing the final. You're missing big shots from Bridges. You're missing the ability to get a basket when the offense goes stagnant. You're missing the ability of last-second shots and ball, and at the end of the game, the ball in his hands, the most clutch player in the NBA. And right now, without both of those players for who knows how long, they're going to reevaluate OG in a couple weeks, and we're going to see what Brunson, how quickly Brunson can come back from a grade one ankle sprain. But that's what you're missing defensively from OG. The ability to guard the perimeter, and then obviously the shot-making ability and the end-of-game situations from the most clutch player in the NBA in Brunson. So, but the thing that sucks about this game is you need to stockpile. I'm going to keep saying it. This has to be a big regular season. You want home court advantage. Right now, you still have that playoff series went against the Pistons, the Detroit Pistons. Right now, they're 12-2. I don't want to go play game 7 in Detroit. I want that game at Madison Square Garden. Especially right now, they haven't won a game yet on the road. So you haven't won a game yet on the road. You're down two of your top five players, your best defensive player and your best offensive player, and you're trying to win as many games as possible to set yourself up for the postseason. You don't have your clutch shooting at the end. You don't have the guy you wanted to hit the ball in his hands in the final 30 seconds. You don't have your best perimeter defender. And this is a game you had a chance to win, but you made just enough mistakes, and your second-best player, Karl-Anthony Towns, who wasn't terrible in this game necessarily, 1-for-7 from three. I like the 7 attempts. I do think shooting the ball is his game. Obviously, 1-of-7 isn't good enough, but I do like the idea he's taking 7, 8-to-10 threes. He should be taking 7-to-10 threes every game. He needs to hit more of them, but I like him taking 7-to-10 threes every game. He got 15 rebounds, which is another number you like, and he actually ends up being a +3 in the game. But there are stretches where he loses his mental toughness. There are stretches where he just allows the referee, the opponent, whatever, to get in his head. And he starts doing dumb things like putting his elbow up on an easy. You don't have to do that. You got an easy pick and roll. You got an easy screen and roll to the basket. And you're throwing your elbow up into the chin of the defender. It makes no sense. We consistently see this from him. It's frustrating. So a tough loss from the Knicks in a game that whenever they get into a game right now without those two and they have a possibility of winning it, you're going to have to do it because you're trying to stockpile as many wins. It's about winning an NBA championship. It's not about getting to the playoffs. It's not about home court advantage in the first round. This is about home court advantage in the Eastern Conference Finals. And last night, you saw a lot of the characteristics that's helped them. You know, Jordan Clarkson had a good game. He was able to get to the basket consistently. He scores 14 points in 26 minutes, 7 of 13 from the floor. Josh Hart also kind of lost it at times this game. You know, that's in him. He shot the ball fairly well, 6 of 11. But they've got to be able to close out these games. That's the number one concern right now without Brunson. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
Hey, good evening. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the... Good, thank you. I want to talk about the Giants, but a quick, since you're on the Knicks, a quick point about what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even still, I believe they were down by 10 with 3 minutes to go, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean,
yesterday they made a really nice comeback.
No, they did. They made a comeback led by Deuce. They had a comeback. I think it was 9, I think was the highest score. I think they were down by 9 was the most, but yeah, right, or 9-10. Yes, they were.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah.
And I also believe that one three-pointer that he did hit, Karl-Anthony Towns, that was at the end of the game, to help bring them back. So, yeah,
they fought back. They definitely fought back. They were down 9 points late in the fourth quarter. They continue to battle back. I agree. You want to see some toughness, but again, games that you have a chance to win, and you know Karl-Anthony Towns losing it at times in the game, losing it mentally and having dumb mistakes out there consistently is frustrating.
Yeah, yeah.
And then those last two possessions, the last possession of the game is a bad shot. Like Deuce had played well in the fourth quarter. I have no problem with him taking the shot, but you want to have a better shot than that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with you. Now getting to the Giants real quick, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting because when you look at that game, Winston I thought was pretty good. What did you think about Winston? He was pretty good. I mean, that play at the end. Now, that play at the end, I remember Tiki was saying that Hyatt stopped his route.
Yes.
And he ran across the middle. So
yes.
It's very interesting. I checked my phone and it went to AI and it said, yes, the reason why the ball was intercepted, Hyatt stopped his route. If he keeps on going, in an 80% chance that's completed.
I don't know about it. I don't know about it. The safety was sitting there. I don't know if it's an 80% chance of being completed, but I would say it's a 90% chance it's not intercepted.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's completed, but yeah, 100%. Winston played, listen, to be fair, Winston should have had 3 picks before that interception at the end of the game. He hit defender in the chest 3 separate times, and they couldn't hold on to the ball. That's the Winston experience. And I know that's what people are calling it. That's like, you know, the up and down nature of Jameis Winston. He was far better than what we had seen from Russell Wilson outside of the Dallas game. And that Dallas game now, I'd probably go back and watch that game again because, like, it's hard to imagine. They were just running down the field wide open. He did make the great throw to Neighbors at the end to give them that final lead that they blew. But, I mean, that game was just, that was the epitome of the Dallas defense just being atrocious. They were down their best cornerback in that game, and the Giants were able to just throw the ball down the field at will. Outside of that, you know, anything we've seen from Russell Wilson was just so god-awful that, yeah, Jameis Winston, without doubt, moved the offense much better, gave them life, threw the ball. Like, he looked good. I agree. Now, again, he should have had 3 picks in the game. He should have. But he moved the ball. He looked good. That wasn't the issue. And on that last play, 100%, it's not on Jameis. 100%. That is on Hyatt for breaking off the route. As Amani Toomer said in the postgame, he's like, you don't run, you know, corner routes or flag routes in the end zone with an option. Like, that's not, it's not one of those things where if I see it, I could do something else, and it's up to you and the quarterback to have that camaraderie or, you know, that gel that you've worked on all year, that trust and confidence that you're going to see the same thing. Like, that's not the case. Like, there are times where wide receivers have options depending on how the defense plays them. That was not one of those things. You run a corner route, you run a corner route. In the end zone, you run a corner route. Now, I don't know if it's complete because the safety was sitting right there. So I don't know if Jalen Hyatt makes the catch. I think an 80% catch probability is extremely high, but I don't think it gets picked off. There's another play. They'll have another opportunity. He can't. I mean, it's embarrassing. This is a guy. Think about what Hyatt has been a bust from the second he got here. There's been a lot of thought and speculation that he's been in the doghouse of this coaching staff, and it makes no sense that they don't go out there and at least run him out there when he's got nothing. They've got nothing at wide receiver. And they're bringing up, you know, little Jordan Humphreys. They're going to get Ray McLeod, and yet this third round pick can't see the field. And Mike Kafka gave him an opportunity, and he made a couple of plays in the game. But this dude is fighting for his NFL life, and he's stopping on a route. It's hard to explain. It's hard to explain. And yeah, the interception is completely on him. There is no doubt about it. Completely on him. And again, I know he was a very productive wide receiver in college. They knew the issue was with him getting drafted in the third round. Usually someone with his numbers gets picked higher than the third round, but they knew that he was limited in the route tree he could run, limited in what he had to do in college, and it was going to be a bit of a project. So I get there's some coaching with Jalen Hyatt. No doubt about it. There's some coaching with Jalen Hyatt. But that's just a whiff on a player that's not good and doesn't have. You watch that play. It's not about coaching. You don't need to be coached to run the route. Like that, there is something inert in him that he doesn't have it. He doesn't have that go fight for it. He doesn't have that desire. And you could tell, in my opinion, Brian Daboll recognized that. And the coaching staff recognized that. And that's why Little Jordan Humphreys is playing. And that's why Raymond McLeod is playing. I don't know why they didn't bring in Hodgins earlier. Another indictment on this coach, on the GM, rather. This guy was money for them down the stretch of the 22 season. He's sitting there in Pittsburgh. You desperately need wide receivers. Why isn't this guy, the second he gets here, he's the leading wide receiver? And not only just the leading wide receiver out of luck or, you know, one big play. It was crystal clear he was the most dynamic receiver on the field. Like, it was obvious. He just got there. He's had no practice with Winston. He's got no practice with this team. He's familiar with the offense from a handful of years ago. And immediately, he is the best option to throw to. It was crystal clear. Where was he weeks ago? The minute Neighbors went down, Hodgins should have been here. The minute he went down. Instead of Ray McLeod, instead of other guys. Guys who were here, worked inside this offense, were had big numbers in the playoff game. Let's go look at his. I want to go look at the numbers in that game. Because I know, I'm pretty sure Hodgins had a big game that day. Now, Daniel Jones, that was the greatest game of his career, right? So Daniel Jones, 24 of 35, 301 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. And Isaiah Hodgins, 8 receptions for 105 yards and a touchdown. Long of 32, 9 targets. In the last significant game this team has played, well, I shouldn't say that because they played next week against the Eagles, but the last significant win this team has had, the last shining moment, the last time Giant fans could be proud of this football team, Isaiah Hodgins had 8 receptions, 105 yards, and a touchdown. 8 receptions, 105 yards, and a touchdown in the biggest win they have had in the last 14 years. You have no wide receivers to speak of. And you don't think to go back to that guy who knows this offense? Again, I don't want to make a huge deal of it because he's Isaiah Hodgins. I get it. But those numbers don't lie. And he was their best receiver going down the stretch of that season. He was. And in that game, he was great. He knows the offense. He has worked inside this offense. And they are desperate for any kind of playmaker. And this GM doesn't make a phone call. He doesn't bring this guy back. He doesn't ask Kafka about his relationship with Hodgins. Now, to be fair, maybe the relationship with Kafka isn't very good, and they've been hesitant to do it, and that's why. I don't know, but I know this. The last time they won a meaningful game, he was a stud. He was a stud for them that day. And I know this. The day he was brought back here, the first game, he was the best wide receiver on the field for them. I mean, it's just, that's why I said yesterday that honestly, for the Giants, the game was probably as good as it could have possibly went for them. Sunday was the best case scenario. You made some roster moves that just used common sense and made you feel good about the organization. They finally IR'd Evan Neal. They made the smart decision, the only decision really, but the smart decision to go to Jameis Winston. You've got players who showed you everything you need to know about this GM, whether it be Hyatt, whether it be Banks, whether it be not bringing back Isaiah Hodgins. It was a competitive football game against what was supposed to be a Super Bowl contending Green Bay Packer team. You were there in it till the end, but you ended up losing and helping your draft status. That's about as good a day as the Giants can have. especially without Jackson Dart. Without Jackson Dart, who cares? Honestly, who cares? Without Jackson Dart, who cares? That was as good a game as you could have because it was an indictment on the GM. You got a competitive football game to watch. They did some things that just made you realize that there is someone in the building with common sense, and they ended up losing and right now sit in the driver's seat to have a top five pick as they sit with a number two overall pick in this upcoming draft, which, by the way, they're going to be able to sit there without needing a quarterback and could do anything they want. They could take the best player available. They can trade back and get a haul for someone looking for a quarterback. A top pick for the Giants. Now, again, with the quarterback, I care less about tanking. And if Jackson Dart's in there, I'm going to want him to play well, him to throw touchdown passes, him to win football games. But when he's not in there, if not in there, who cares? Honestly, who cares? Go get a better draft pick. Go secure the future of this team because that's what it's all about. And as I open the show with, it feels like they need to fire the defensive coordinator, not because I give a damn about how the defense plays the rest of the way, but because I need to evaluate players. And right now, with everything that's been leaked to the media, it feels like no one respects the dude. It feels like people are sleeping through film sessions. It feels like people are sleeping through walkthroughs. You could tell by the comments that most of the players don't feel like they're being used in the best manner. And they continue to blow game after. I need to just evaluate this defense, get rid of the guy. It makes no sense he's still here. Kafka says he's staying. I mean, the Giants just continually do things that make you want to lose your mind. 888-808-1019. You know, we haven't talked too much about the baseball. Again, we got the final numbers on the Josh Naylor signing. 5 years, $92.5 million. That's a good value for Seattle. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Now we know the final number. I still don't believe, and I never believe, and I still don't know if the Mets are going to sign Pete Alonso. I really don't. I don't think Stearns wants him. I said that last year. I'll say it now. I think the owner does, and I do think that the GM, Stearns, recognizes that it's going to be difficult to replace Pete. And as long as the numbers are where he's willing to go, he'll probably do it. I think if you give Stearns one reason to say no, he'll take it. If it's up to Stearns, if someone offers him the sixth year, I think he says no. If someone offers him a little bit more than he wants to give him, I think he'll say no. But if the offseason for Pete goes the similar way it did last year, where ultimately the market doesn't develop in the way Pete wants. He wants to be a Met. He's willing to play ball a little bit. And they can get a contract that Stearns is comfortable with. I think Stearns will do it. I don't think Stearns is completely, I'm not signing Pete. But he won't go a step beyond what he wants to go. That's my read on the situation. We'll find out. But to me, I never viewed, and maybe it's maybe wrong with my thinking, I never viewed Naylor as the backup plan for Pete. Like, to me, if they're going to not sign Pete, I think they're going to do creative things at first base. I don't think it would be, okay, who's the next best offensive? Or who's the next best player at first base? Like, I feel like they're going to try and be more flexible and do different things. I would see maybe a Bellinger come into the mix where he could play center field and first base. Maybe you figure out your logjam at third by giving Vientos a little bit of first base. You bring in someone else at a different position, third base, move Beatty over to second, or go get and trade for, I don't know, Marte, or do different things. Like, I never viewed him as a player that it would be like, okay, we lost Pete, we're going to the next best first baseman. But now that's not there. I think it's more to the point where Seattle is now off the board for Pete Alonso. You just saw a 5-year deal at $18.5 million, which is good value. And for me, like, I think this secures the idea that Pete is not getting more than 5 years from the New York Mets. I don't think he's getting more than 5 years, period. But the Mets ain't going to do it. Now, the numbers, the money is going to be much better, but he is not getting more than 5 years. And that was a good value. That's a good value signing for the Seattle Mariners. I think Naylor, who had 30 steals, we're talking about his weight. Like, he's good defensively. He puts the bat on the ball. He's good for Seattle. I don't know how much it impacts the Pete situation other than because I don't think the Mets are going to panic. I don't think necessarily Pete would panic that Seattle's off the board. I don't think that. I'm just saying, if you ask me which one's more impactful, it's that Pete's just lost the team in the market to make the Mets sweat, I guess, more than I think, oh, now the Mets don't have a fallback. I don't know if either one plays a huge role in it, but I guess I would lean more towards that because I never viewed Naylor as the secondary option, but maybe he would have been. Either way, this contract at 5 years at 18 and a half, I don't think it's good news for Pete. I don't think he's making more than, I don't think he's getting more than 5 years. And honestly, I don't know how teams view him. I don't know if he's Vlad. I think he's obviously better than Naylor. He's going to fall somewhere in the money line there. I don't know. I don't know how his market's going to shake out. Again, no pick attached to him. Another really good year. He's going to get money. Someone's going to give him big time money. But 5 years, he wants 6 or 7. You can forget that. You can forget that. And we'll see how the Mets handle it. But that was an interesting contract, the first real move. Hopefully we're going to start to see some more pan out. And again, I do want to have the definitive conversation at some point about, for the New York Yankees, Bellinger or Tucker. And which player would you rather have?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.